ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now to our look at farming conditions around the country. Daily downpours exceeding 90 millimetres in Pukekohe have saturated the ground and interfered with planting and harvesting. Onions and potatoes that should have been in the shops are lying on the wet ground or still under it. Foliar diseases are now appearing in many different crops. There's been an explosion of grass in Waikato after countless days of rain and warmish weather. There's surplus grass everywhere, which is good to see but hard to control. Silage contractors are struggling to keep up. The feed quality's reduced significantly, all stalky and full of seed. Maize crops are all in and off to a reasonable start.
Our contacts are saying it's the worst spring ever in Bay of Plenty, and after this week's rain, there's no hope of that changing. It's come at a critical time for pollination, especially for the green Hayward variety of kiwifruit. It's in flower at the moment, and there's a strong relationship between pollination and good-sized fruit. But with heavy downpours and strong wind events, it's hard to get bees on the orchards. It's been hosing down in King Country. Rivers flooded on Wednesday, but our contact says they will take the rain when they get it, although it has delayed things like dagging and shearing. With the workload building up, some wonder if they'll be able to get away to attend field days next week.
Some North Taranaki properties were hit by a tornado this week. This time of year, the rain is always welcome, but it's getting to the point there's been a bit too much. Our contact says he's had well over 100 millimetres in the gauge in the last 10 days. Good November rain usually indicates a droughtless summer. Silage crops are close to being harvested, so a bottleneck of contractors is anticipated in the next few weeks. In the Gisborne area, Tairawhiti, it's been unsettled and blustery. Regular rainfalls meant there's grass for Africa, but everything could do with a bit more sunshine, including the lambs. Their weight isn't up to where it would usually be, but space is tight at the work, so things may even out in the end. Our contact says it's one of the best springs for sheep and beef he's had in a long time.
It's been a tropical week in Hawke's Bay, warm and humid with cloud building into thunderstorms by the evening. Our contact says it hasn't been as bad as the rest of the country, but it is likely some stone fruit growers had more rain than they would like. The first of the nectarines are starting to be harvested and cherries are not too far away. After a very lousy spring, the weather came right just in the nick of time. Good heat came through a month ago and the land began to dry out. Had the cold, wet weather continued, they would have been in trouble. It's been very wet and very windy in Manawatu. The warmth and the wind has helped dry things out despite the bucket loads of rain. Some farmers have finished drenching lambs and it's now time to start weaning and shearing.
While we're in the area, those behind a syndicate to buy Manga Ohane Station and who featured on the programme last week say they've had to withdraw the plan after discovering there are Waitangi Tribunal claims on the farm. A local Maori trust has a claim to formalise passage through the farm to land it owns at the rear of the property, which is not accessible directly by road. Wairarapa's been humid this week with heavy rain coming by the afternoon and into the evening. The wind picked up on Wednesday, sending a few things toppling. Luckily, it was OK weather for Toast Martinborough at the weekend, the first event since 2019. About 8 wineries hosted around 8,000 enthusiastic and well-behaved patrons, our contact says. On the vines, positive flowering signals a good season ahead, as long as there are enough workers to get the job done.
Squally rain is holding up work in Motueka. Thinning started this week on the early apple varieties. There's been quite a bit of work thinning surplus fruit, despite good results of chemical thinning. It's been typical spring weather with rain simply slowing the work down. Trees and crops are looking healthy and Hayward kiwifruit pollination is well over halfway through, with plenty of fine hours in the day to let the bees do their work. There's been a fresh dusting of snow on top of the mountains around Marlborough in the past few days. It's also rained every day for the past week, about 63 millimetres all up. Good for grass growth, but that's enough now, thanks. Our contact farms merino and cattle in the high country, where it takes a bit longer to grow things. He's just finishing up tailing and is getting the cows ready for the bull to go out around the first week of December.
Endless wet weather on the west coast is putting a dampener on farm jobs. Seed heads are floating around now, so feed quality is slowly starting to become a bit more of an issue. Calves have started to be weaned and drenched, and they've stopped being fed, which is one less job for farmers to juggle. Million-dollar rain fell across Canterbury last weekend, between 50 and 70 millimetres, a huge relief for some areas which were drying out, and more is in the forecast. Lamb growth has been slow this spring, and with schedules dropping quickly, sheep farmers are feeling a bit disappointed. Our contact says if only they could get staff shortages at the works sorted. Grass growth will now take off with good soil moisture.
It's looking good in South Otago, with rain showers tickling things along. Most farmers here aren't being held back by the weather. Winter crops are in the ground with a few more to go. There is plenty of grass and stock are doing well. Our contact says he's a bit concerned about schedules dropping back for both beef and lamb, plus rising costs, including interest. But the first A&P show this weekend since the beginning of the pandemic is something to look forward to. Southland is looking a real picture at the moment. A little bit of rain over the past couple of days has kept soil moisture up. There is quite a bit of surplus feed around the area, and that's the main topic on farmers' lips as some have been caught off guard by the fast growth rate.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.